and PJ podcast.
Sit-in. Well, good evening and welcome to tonight's podcast.
Happy long weekend, everyone. Happy if you're in New Zealand. Long weekend.
I need a movie tonight. I'm doing a movie at home.
You always go for movies you've watched, though, eh? Just do an oldie.
Yeah, there's nothing on Netflix. We've watched everything. Like, everything.
I was at Ross Boss's the other day with producer Caitlin. She was babysitting and I tagged along. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about that.
Why?
Well, I don't think
I was with Caitlin.
That doesn't help.
We were co-babysitting. I got paid as well.
I don't think you should be around at our boss's house outside of work hours. I mean, that's a HR issue.
Well, Caitlin was there. Is that an HR issue?
No, she'll go to anyone's house. I'm joking.
Yeah, but I rocked over and I was like, da-da-da-da-da. She'd actually just put the baby to bed and I woke him up because I like stormed in and then it was like, hey.
So did Ross know that you were coming over as well?
Yeah, Caitlin asked.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and then we watched Friends on Netflix.
So she just got the kid to bed and then you stormed in and woke him up.
And then I got there and I was like, oh, Caitlin, I feel like sweet treats. So I went down to the dairy and then I had to come back in the door again. I think I woke the baby up again.
Fuck me. This is?
Why I can never have kids. No, I can have kids, just not you.
Hey, what's Ross's house like?
Really nice.
Is it?
Cozy, yeah.
Cozy, like not what you'd expect?
No, it is kind of what I'd expect.
Clean?
Yeah.
That'd be his missus.
Yeah, but you know how he always smells like laundry powder?
Yeah, he does.
He smells like, what do you call it? Fabric softener.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
So it's kind of got that vibe to it.
Right.
It smells
Did they have a fabric softener incense candle?
Maybe they did.
Like the ones of Peter Alexander, but it was fabric softener.
Yeah. I would actually pay money for that. I love the smell of fabric softener.
I'm out of candles.
Are you trying to get a free one?
Not at all, Akoya. I mean, PJ. Not at all. Yeah, right. Hey, question.
Yeah.
Did you go through his stuff? While you're in his house?
I'm not like you.
No, I would have. Let's have a look around.
I just want to clarify, I can have babies one day. You know how I said this is why I can never have kids? I can have kids. I'm just not yet.
I don't think you should either.
Give it a few years and I reckon I'd be a really good mum.
Yeah, I think you should adopt and they should be over 18 so they can take care of you. You'll be great with kids. They're just
like,
not,
I could not imagine you as a dad before you were a dad.
No, that's a good point. Yeah. Actually, you know what? That's a good
Thank
point.
Thank you.
To be honest, there's days where I still shouldn't be a dad. all right, that's it. Have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy the podcast coming up. PJ's poem gets a run, being the end of the week.
We talked about what you had to do outside of your job description.
And there's a little surprise in there for everyone as well. Enjoy.
The Jason PJ podcast.
Over in the States, Amazon is taking over. Well, I guess it's taking over worldwide.
Yeah, I think they're just about to launch in Aussie. New Zealand won't be far behind that. And Lou's sister lives in Seattle. She said everything's through Amazon.
Really?
You do your shopping, you order dinner, your online
stuff. Think there's that Amazon robot at home?
Yep, they've got drones.
Yeah.
You name it, they're sorted.
Well, as a way of combating Amazon's success at the moment, Walmart, which is a big retailer over there.
Kmart on steroids?
Massive, eh? So they're actually asking some store workers if they'd like to participate in a new delivery program. Basically, they're looking at having employees deliver packages to customers' homes on their commute home. Smart.
Yeah. They're getting paid though, aren't they?
Yes.
Right.
So the company says it's developed an app that lets employees to sign up for the program and that participation is optional. And then the app will alert the person when there's an order destined for a location that's actually on their route home.
You become pretty much an Uber Eats or Uber delivery driver on your way home.
Well, when there's a little bit of cash, of course you're going to try and make
that's
it.
That's not bad. I'm fine with that. I was talking to our intern, the Deviant, earlier, just about, like, you know when you're asked to do stuff outside your job description, like that, you know, becoming a delivery driver. That's fine, getting paid for it. Tell PJ about your friend. Deviant, tell PJ about your friend who had to do the flower run. This is wrong. I don't believe it.
Oh, yeah, she works for a company and her boss said to her, oh, it's Valentine's Day, like, I haven't got any flowers for my wife. Do you mind, like, going and getting some for my wife and not just getting them, dropping them off.
Did she get paid?
No, she's an intern.
Yeah.
That's advantageous.
You know, like, you can't be doing a flower run.
Advantageous, is that the right word?
I was going to let that go.
I'm amazed by the fact you used it.
Thank you.
I think if you're doing a flower run on Valentine's Day, that's a bit like...
That's totally taking advantage. You get paid for it though, sweet.
Yes, but look at you, always after the dollars. This is what she's like. Here's an insight into how the show works. I would like to know, what have you had to do outside your job description? If your boss has ever gone, hey, Polly, before you go home, would you mind doing this? And you're like, mate, this is
All above board stories as well.
I don't know. Those ones could be good too. The Jason PJ Podcast. Well, this has blown up, hasn't it?
It has.
We want to know, what have you had to do outside your job description? 0800 dials at M or text us. There is a lot of babysitting going on. Like, boss brought a three-year-old to work, made me look after him. He ended up falling off a pile of wood.
Falling off a pile of wood
and smacked his head on the concrete floor.
Oh.
Well, technically, it's not your fault. Like, you're not a qualified babysitter, you know what I mean?
What about this one? I work as an admin accounts person, and when I started, the boss and his wife went away for a month, they asked me to clean their house and do their 31-year-old son's washing, who was our TIC, 2IC.
0800 dials ZM if you want to join the sorry, this is the last one. My boss just got stuck in traffic, asked me to go pick his kids up from school.
You do that. If you're a boss, you do that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't even be in traffic.
Hello, Amanda. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
Excellent. What have you got to do outside your job description, Amanda?
Well, when I was nannying, I was asked to go to a home birth, which I thought was really lovely, until I was asked to clean up the placenta. Yum, yum.
Wow.
Do you get extra?
Yeah.
Is that like a cash bonus? That's a cash in hand job.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can do many things with placentas these days, but yeah, back then, I was a bit grossed out.
Yeah, right. Actually, that's a good point. You can
use it for the health benefits.
Yeah, they say make them capsules and so. Can you put a placenta on trade?
I was going to say, can you put it on your face, like a face mask.
I think they grind it up and all
Okay.
I don't think you should just get a person's placenta and put it on your face.
Yeah, good point. Daniil.
Just a heads up, if anyone sees PJ hanging out in the maternity ward over the weekend, we know what she's there for.
Hello, Daniil. How are you?
Hi, good and you?
Yeah, good. We've got placentas on our face. We feel young already. What are you doing as a little job outside your job description?
Well, it was my first job, and my boss had me do his kids' homework.
Really?
He'd have me search for pictures of ridiculous things like maple leaves and all sorts for school homework.
God.
And he'd make me go pick up his dry cleaning.
Really?
See?
Yes.
Like, that's, I suppose, you're not going to say, I mean, they're your boss.
No,
you know what I mean?
You can't say no.
You're not going to have a go. How's this? I'm a checkout operator. Oh.
Oh. You didn't read the in part of that, did you?
No. I just went straight
Finish it.
I got asked to
clean the bathroom after a customer smeared
poo all over the walls.
Yeah, that's not nice.
That's just, you see, you know what I'd do?
What?
I'd just shut the bathroom and say, from now on, we've only got one. Just put the out of order sign up.
Hannah, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good.
What did you have to do extra?
Well, I used to have to travel quite a bit with my boss.
Right.
And he was afraid of flying. And so to calm him, he made me sing him a little song every time the plane was approaching an airport and landing.
Really?
Yes. It had to be sung a particular way and over again until the plane touched down.
Okay.
What was the song?
Yeah.
Well, his name was Jonathan, and the song went, Little Johnny, Little Johnny, Little Johnny, Little Johnny, just on repeat.
And were people looking?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
How old was little Johnny?
Well, you know, at the time, he was probably 35.
Oh, my God.
And I was 25 and happy to have a job.
Yeah, right. So you sing little Johnny. On takeoff as well?
No, just landing.
Sorry.
All right, silly man.
Fine on takeoff. Right. Okay, great. Do you want to take us to the break?
How does that work?
With the song.
Come on, Hannah.
Little Johnny, yes. Little Johnny, Little Johnny.
Put some effort in.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Been a big week.
Has been, mate. Has been. Lot to get across.
You can't be expected to watch the news every night.
No, you can't.
Obviously, you do because you've gone out and got a haircut the same as...
Samantha Hayes.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't want to say that though because it doesn't look like that. Especially today because I didn't straighten it and it's gone all wispy at the ends and it's really stressing me out.
Yeah, right, okay.
Too much info.
Let's not draw attention to it. We like to wrap up every week.
Oh, man.
What's wrong?
I just get nervous.
It'll be fine. Last
it goes one way or the other.
Is it go a long or a short way today?
It's pretty long today.
I knew the bloody Vinos last night. There'll be a bit of slurring in this one.
Yeah, it could be.
So we like to wrap up every week with PJ's poem, taking a look back at the big week in news. You ready to go?
All right, let's try and wrap up this week.
Bring it home. Don't make love to the mic. Just back off a little bit. Here
okay,
we go.
Okay. Let's wrap this thing. posted videos of his dad. Old Johnny Boy was doing a dab. We understand he was short on time. David Cameron got caught cutting a line. Everyone has been getting caught up in the thing we know as America's Cup. Watching that boat race through the sea, it makes us proud to be Kiwi. It's the place where we spend a lot of time, and our Kmart has gone online. Yep. You can buy some cushions, but not a pony. And now a new store in Petone. Glasson's got mocked for taking on Gucci with a top that simply said hoochie. Wonder Woman has just hit the movies. It's more than sex appeal and having boobies. Pippa Middleton had a honeymoon, paying 19 grand for her room. Sydney was where she went to hang, and no doubt with her hubby Bang. She's known as the lady with the boogie board, no tax evasion or doing fraud. Chappelle Corby got out this week. The media coverage was not on fleek. Lord went to go and get a smoothie. Now she's got a random bestie. She is cooler than them all, inviting a fan to the governor's ball. Not only is she meeting faces, she dropped a banger called Perfect Places. He sings this song, It Wasn't Me. Yes, Shaggy is coming to our country. Frank Underwood is back in town. House of Cards ain't backing down. All right, that's me. I think I'm done. Long weekend time. Go have some fun.
That was good.
I couldn't even look up.
That was good. Chappelle.
Chappelle was in there.
I've never...
We had some boobies, we had some bangs. Oh, I'm sorry, I got a little bit inappropriate. That was the Vinos talking.
It was the bangs on the Vinos were on. Yeah, I could tell last night. I was like, what am I jealous of? I'll put that in the poem.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Hey, Jason PJ here. Thanks for listening to our podcast. They're brought to you by MyRepublic.
Hey, if you're sick of limits, you can sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code PODCAST and you'll get a month free on top of what is already, dare I say, a pretty good deal.
Cheers, Jason.
What for?
Telling me that.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Hey, massive shout out to Christ College. First time in 16 years defeating Christchurch Boys High. Mate, they went absolutely crazy on the field. Did you see the news at all last night?
I didn't actually, no.
Are you cheering because you used to hook up with guys from Christchurch Boys?
Oh, and my brothers went there. Like, I've got like quite a special sentimental bond with that school.
Which one? More exes from Christ College or Christchurch Boys High?
Definitely Christ College.
Right.
Definitely Christ College. Okay. Had my first kiss at Christ College. Oh, too much? Too much.
I have a feeling we're about to get too much. It's like that. That to me sounded like there was a list coming.
No. I went up, but it was meant to be a full stop.
No, it was definitely I'm a first kiss. And then you inhaled like, oh my God, have I got a lot to say.
I meant a full stop. Damn it.
Well, look, coming up, we're actually going to catch up with the captains of the two teams after 5 o'clock.
Lovely.
Yeah. Do you know the captain?
No.
Okay.
Jason, because I'm 26 now.
Let's move on. I want to talk politics. Jeremy Corbyn is the Labour leader over in the UK, right? Yes. And here's the bloody reason he's not in Parliament, let me tell you, and not running the country. There was a situation where he was leaving Parliament, right? The intern, Deviant, put me onto this story. I was just watching the footage. As Jeremy's leaving Parliament, the crowd's trying to get his attention and a bunch of guys, just having a bit of fun, yelled out, hey, Jeremy, want a Pringle?
Jeremy, do you want a Pringle?
Jeremy,
do you want a Pringle?
I have a Pringle, sir.
As if you have.
Jezza, want a Pringle.
Did he take it?
Yes.
Good boy.
Typical politician wants to be seen as a man.
Trying to be a man of the people.
It's my thing, though.
What?
What did they say? Can we just hear? Did they say, take some Pringles or want a Pringle?
Jeremy, do you want a Pringle?
Oh, I think it's much of a muchness, really.
No, if you listen...
At least not.
Jeremy, do you want a Pringle?
Jezza, if I were to say that to my mate, like, would you like a chip?
No, if you said, Jace, do you want a Pringle? If I took a handful...
I'd be sweet with it, because that's exactly what I'd do.
That's what he did, mate. Jezza,
do you want... How many did he take?
Look at the photo.
They do say once you pop, you can't stop with Pringles. So
mate, look at that. He's got half a cylinder in his mouth.
That's what I do when I have a Pringle. Like, I can't just have one in my mouth. I have to put, like, a group of them in.
Well, that's not, hey, do you want a Pringle?
Oh, you're being very pedantic.
You know where I sit when it comes to sharing food. I'm just, if it's an individual food item, I'm cool. But I don't do that. Like, I've seen you and producer Alex, like, if we're out getting burgers, and he'll go, what'd you get? And you're like, oh, I've got the chicken one. Want a bite? And he'll lean over and take a bite.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
how's it any different but his bite, from a snack?
But his bite's connected to your bite.
Yeah.
Like, oh, not
We're all connected, mate.
No, not
We are all one. The universe, we are all one.
Oh, thanks, Russell Brand, for joining us Friday afternoon. Russell and Jace driving you home. So, you know, like, I'm all good with sharing if it's an individual food item, not taking a same bite. And if I am sharing, I'll go, like, nothing drives me more insane. I've put this up
ice
before.
Ice cream?
No, okay, let's use ice cream for example. I'll say to Lou,
ice cream on a stack.
I'm going to get a paddle pop. She'll go, no, I'm good. And then I'll come back with it and she'll go, hey, babe, just give us a bite. Like,
yeah, but.
And then she'll put her hands on my, she'll put her hands on my hand to hold the paddle pop near her mouth.
Oh, does she take control?
Yeah. And I'm like, no, no, no. It's not how it works. If you want to buy it.
No, that's the way to do it.
And I'll try and time it. As she goes to buy it, I'll pull the paddle pop out a little bit so she just gets the
end. No, that way, like, she'll probably actually pull off more in the end.
I thought we could open the phones and talk sharing. What won't you share? Like, there's no way I'd share underwear, a toothbrush, food.
You don't share any food.
You'd share all of the above, wouldn't you?
Oh, look, I think in desperate situations.
Desperate situations? You wore your mum's underwear the other day because it's a Monday.
She left them on the floor.
I don't.
Again, desperate situation.
You get out of bed. Oh, mum's left her undies on the floor. Well, that's a bit
they
desperate.
They were clean. Come on, we're from the same family.
I'm going to have to wear these bad boys. What will you refuse to share if there's just a no-go on something?
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Someone said, I won't share my boxing gloves on my wife. Fair call. A pillow.
Why boxing gloves?
Because they get really gross and sweaty. Yeah, real gross. Okay. A pillow because drill, ooh.
I got a friend of mine who takes her own pillowcase when she stays at hotels.
Really?
Yep. Just in case the laundry crew are a bit lazy.
Oh, yeah, because you hear actually, pretty grim stories, actually.
You'd be laying and breathing. Where someone else has been.
On that note, someone actually just texted me saying, I refuse to share my breathing space. If I'm cuddling someone in bed, they better hold their breath. I've heard of people who do that and they get really paranoid about sharing air. And so they don't want to share air with another person, so they get really conscious of it.
Really?
Yeah. And they start going, I don't want to breathe in the same air as you.
You think I'm greedy. Like, I'm happy to share air, mate. I think that's a little bit harsh. Excuse me, can you breathe somewhere else?
Hello, Jared, what won't you share?
I won't share my phone, man. I hate people touching it. It's not just looking at my content. It's like my private space and they're in it.
And there's a lot of germs on your phone as well. Like, you want to keep those germs to yourself.
See, you know what?
No, mine's clean as I use wet wipes on it.
Shut up. Do you actually?
You're a clean freak. Right, because I was going to say, initially, Jared, it sounds like you're trying to hide something, but if you're using wet wipes.
No, it's not, though. It's not. It's just like... Your deepest, darkest secrets and everything about you, where you've been, what you've been up to, what you've been seeing, hearing. It's all on your phone, man. I just don't want to share that with anyone.
Definitely an example.
Okay, Jared, you've got some deep shit hidden on that phone, mate. Now, I'll be honest, now all I want to do is get my hands on your phone.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm quietly scared I'll go missing afterwards, but I would.
First.
he scared me.
Oh, I underdosed him. Hannah, hello.
Hannah. Well, you don't like sharing the phone call? Anna.
Someone texts him saying, I refuse to share Jace's idea about Crowded House because if you missed it earlier, Jace said that Crowded House are Australian.
I didn't. All I did was read their bio online.
We get some good texts about that. Anita, welcome to the show.
Hey.
What do you refuse to share?
Two things. I'm a mum, but I refuse to share my chocolate. Absolutely refuse to share it. Sounds a little bit selfish, but I refuse to share chocolate and my husband.
Okay, question.
I love how she chucked that in at the end. Primarily chocolate with my husband on the side.
Can I have a bit of Whittaker's? No, you can take Jeremy, my husband, before you get me.
I hope he's not listening.
Okay, here's a scenario for you, right? You're a mum, kids screaming, right? The kids hurt themselves, they're screaming. You've only got one square left of Whittaker's.
Nah, like, don't care. Oh, Whittaker's.
God, you really went there then, didn't you?
ZM's Jason PJ.
ZM's $50,000 secret sound. Season 3. Tell me what the secret sound is.
Soundkeeper Rod joining us in the studio.
Jason PJ, hello.
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 You got to watch this one, Rod.
You know, so I keep hearing there's things happening which may have popped up on...
Don't say any more. He's privy to secrets. He doesn't want to get revealed
it's
too
like
much.
It's like he's scared he's already said too much.
Exactly.
Hello, Amy. How are you?
Hey, good, thanks. How are you?
We're good. Big moment for you.
Yes.
You are the final person this week to play ZM's Secret Sound.
I hope it's right.
$45,000. This is the sound. You want it again?
Okay. I think it's either... Guess not. Bedroom, bathroom, or internal garage door handle.
Okay, you pretty much
named right. Is that three guesses in one?
Yeah. Unfortunately, you're going to have to be specific and just narrow it down.
A door handle.
So you think a door handle, like, I see what you mean. Hitting it with force.
Yeah.
Like, I can do it for you right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, okay.
Amazing,
good.
I like this.
Okay, sorry. Okay, all right, yep. hang on. I'll play the secret sound and then you do it, okay? Hang on.
Okay.
Ooh. She's close. So hang on, go one more.
That was a bit ruffled on the phone.
Yeah, but you've got to think, like, you know.
Yeah.
When Gary recorded, he had the microphone right next to it.
True.
But did Gary go to Amy's house to record
the sound?
Well,
they're all the same doors. Get off her, God.
Sorry, Amy, it's not the secret sound.
Sorry, Amy.
Okay.
I like how she did her homework there. She's
ready. Was good. It was like a live demonstration of it.
Well, that's exactly what it was.
I guess it was, yeah. not just like it was. Oh, I'm ready for the weekend.
No, not at all. You're just warming up.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Now, let's be honest. We don't normally cover sport on this show. And when I say we don't normally, we never, ever have.
We have.
In 2.5 years. I don't think we ever have. But an amazing game of rugby took place down south yesterday.
He's all over. And Christ College celebrate. After 16 years of pain and misery, they're able to break the longest run of winning. And look at the supporters run onto the field, Brendan Laney.
Here, hold this, I'm going to.
16 years, you had to get excited for them. We've actually got the captains from Christ College and Christchurch Boys High joining us this afternoon.
First up, Christ. Hello, Isaiah. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Mate, good, thank you. Well done.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Are you still on cloud nine?
Yeah, a little bit. It's sunk in a bit more today. Yesterday obviously was unreal, but yeah, it's really, really feeling it today.
What'd you do? Go out, party pies, chocolate milks? What did you get up to last
night? None of that.
Right, okay. Just
bed early.
Bed early.
Yeah, well, he knew he had another challenge this afternoon.
And from Boys High, Adam, welcome.
G'day.
Mate, how are you feeling? A little dusty?
Oh, no, we're all right. Just chilling out.
Yeah, right. Look, I mean, at the end of the day, the winning run had to come to an end. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Nah, it's all right. Yeah. Always played well.
I know you're not going to want to admit this, but you must be slightly happy for him. Like a 16-year drought.
Oh, yeah. It's all right. It's our science captain. I'll give him that.
Good on you, mate. Well, hey, which is the school you used to have history with?
No, I didn't have history. I liked Christ College Boys.
Right.
And actually Boys High as well.
Right.
Like, they were lovely too.
Aside, does anyone there talk about PJ? Any teachers warn you guys or anything?
No.
Right. There's no.
I haven't heard anything bad, so that's a good thing.
Thank you, Isaiah. Right. Well done.
No banners up around the school. Watch out for this girl or anything like that. Now, listen, what we thought we'd do. Little bit of a fun quiz this afternoon, boys, because I feel bad. Like, Adam, mate, you know, I don't want you going into the weekend with a loss, you know. I thought, well, we give Christchurch Boys High a chance to redeem themselves. So this afternoon, not your names, but your school names will be your buzzers, okay?
Yep.
So, right. Asai, you'll be Christ, and Adam,
Christ.
You'll be Boys, okay?
Sweet.
All right, so best of five, lads. Schools are your buzzers. Here come question number one.
All right, number one. The Canadian flag has an emblem of what on it?
Hang on. Christ was in there. Asai?
The maple leaf.
They've started strong. All right, here we go.
Question number two. What baseball team has won the most World Series?
Oh, Christ College.
Oh, Christ was in there again.
Back in.
Asai?
Is it the New York Yankees?
Oh! Adam, you don't want this happening 2 days in a row.
The reception is pretty bad. I think you're just lagging out.
Right. All right, so hang on. If Asai gets this, Christ have done it again. The third and final question. Here we go.
What are the first six decimal digits of pi?
Christ College.
Oh, no way.
You can take your private school education with that one out.
Oh! Asai, what is it?
3.141592.
He's done it! 2 days in a row! He's done it!
Showing that college truly are the champions.
I know what Adam's thinking. This has got to be a stitch up. And look, I know it. it slightly feels that way.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
That is correct, Isai.
Unfortunately, we haven't organised some sort of trophy or anything like that. No, look, it is a bit of a stitch-up, but we want to get both the captains on. It was an amazing match yesterday, guys, and And congrats to Sire and the boys for finally getting up. And Adam, I think you guys have done all right, mate. 16 years, not bad.
Yeah, no, we'll take that.
You guys ever need a backup player? You know, I played under 14s rugby league.
Oh, you might get the call up.
Don't do it, Adam. Don't do it to yourselves.
No bites? Okay. Good on you, boys.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Hey, Jason PJ here. Thanks for listening to our podcast. They're brought to you by MyRepublic.
Hey, if you're sick of limits, you can sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code PODCAST and you'll get a month free on top of what is already, dare I say, a pretty good deal.
Cheers, Jason.
What for?
Telling me that.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
I've asked producer Alex to come and join us. Need to have a family meeting, guys. Family evening. Meeting. Evening, Alex.
Good evening, Jason.
Evening, PJ.
Good evening.
Can we just go through the events that took place yesterday here at the radio station after the show? Mm-hmm. Please explain what was happening.
There was a client event on. We have a little bar right outside the studio.
Yeah.
And there's a client event on and Ross Boss said that we had to go say hi to everyone.
Brilliant idea. Go out, feed the clients a bit of booze, get them to spend more. That's get us idea. To mingle. That's yep. sort of mm. it. We went and did that after the show. Mm-hmm. I had a beer, mingled with some people.
I had a beer.
Yep. And then I went home.
And then I went home.
Right. What?
In between the time that you went home and yep. I went home,
yep.
I witnessed a few things.
Here we go.
What did you witness, Alex?
I saw an escalation of PJ's antics.
Right. Okay.
Earlier in the show, if you were listening to the show during the 6 o'clock hour yesterday, you would have heard PJ say that she was going to have a quiet one.
And I did.
And then if you were listening about half an hour later, she kept commenting about how many hot people were out there at the function.
And then about an hour after that,
honing in,
when she wasn't on the radio, out in the bar, you might have heard something like this.
I got a text last night at 9 o'clock saying...
8 o'clock. I went home at 8 to 8:30. Thank you very much.
A lot happened in an hour. Jace, just for your info, PJ has taken to the stage at the client function and is performing Britney Spears.
Full karaoke setup.
Please explain.
Okay, so yes, it was karaoke evening. I had been mixing and mingling and I bumped into one of the ladies who was running the evening last night. She's like, Paige, would you mind actually just kicking things off for the karaoke night? And I was like, mate, it'd be my pleasure. And then
let me just get the karaoke 2000 out of my car, which I've always
and they legitimately had like folders going around going, hey guys, what songs do you want to do? And I actually forgot that I committed to doing that. And then the girl came up again going, okay, so what song are you going to sing? And I'm like, I don't know. Just surprised me. So
you went Britney.
Yeah, no, I didn't choose it. So I got up on stage and the song was all teed up to go.
Your performance, dare I say, was a little shaky.
That wasn't the best part. I got into I started off pretty shaky.
Would you say it's one of your worst performances?
No.
Where are you going with this? Where are you going with this?
Because right now we're outside that window.
No.
We have...
No.
250, how many staff? 250, 300 staff members.
Shut up. Are you kidding?
They're out there.
Shut up.
We've got microphones out there.
No.
That's the music playing out there at the moment.
Yeah.
That's the PA music playing as 300 staff members have Friday drinks.
No.
When we come back after the next song.
No.
We're turning off the PA and turning on the karaoke 2000.
Are you joking?
No.
Promise?
Serious.
Promises.
Shit. And we're going to live stream it on Facebook. Yes.
Jason
PJ. What song?
Guess. I'll give you a hint.
Is it Mr. Brightside?
No.
I can only do that once.
Britney 2.0.
No.
Wherever you are, get ready to watch the live stream.
No.
Jace and PJ on Facebook page.
Don't do it. Don't. Honestly, Jace
and PJ on Facebook page. She's on stage next.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
I've got PJ set up on stage outside. There's about 350 staff apparently gather for drinks on a Friday. PJ last night was at a work function and took to the stage to start karaoke. It was a schmozzle. So today, PJ, we're giving you the opportunity to go round two. Now, PJ, you're live on the air. We're about to go live on Facebook. You're up on the PA out there. I need you to call attention to everyone and explain what's about to happen.
Hello, everyone. Happy Friday. How y'all doing? So I'm PJ. I'm part of the Jason PJ show. And essentially I'm up here because last night I did a live karaoke performance of Britney Spears. And my co-workers thought that was hilarious. And they want to give me a second shot to redeem myself. But now there's more people. And this time I haven't had a glass of wine. So... here we go.
Paige, hang on. You need to do it like a concert. Like, are you guys ready?
Are you guys ready?
Hit it, Alex.
So nervous.
This is going to be great.
This is on Facebook. Oh, God.
Here we go.
Oh, no. Oh. How does this work?
Focus.
This is different to last night. Oh, my God. I think I did it again. I made you believe. We're more than just friends. Oh, baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. Cause to lose all my senses, that is just so typically me.
Bring it home.
Oh, baby, oops, I did it again. I played with your heart.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Free Airtime Friday.
All right, let's play Free Airtime Friday and plug anything you want to on the radio as we head into the weekend. 9 seconds is your cap. So make sure you're clever, maybe even write some little bullet points going into it and hit us with what you want to get out.
We had a proposal once, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we've had shout-outs to mothers.
Yep.
Shout-outs to partners.
Haven't had as many bands as I'd expect.
No, I really want a little... grassroots bands.
Like, say your name.
Yeah.
And then spend the next...
Plug the gig.
8 seconds, play the demo.
Hey, we're going to be at the local... Oh, yeah, true.
That'd be cool.
True.
All right, you ready to go?
Yeah, let's go. B, you're up.
Ready to go now?
Yeah, go.
Liz from Newland, Auckland, PT with B, personal training, 6-week challenge or one-on-one. PT with B.
Oh, no. She's a Liz Mills PT at Newland?
It sounded like I think it was Newland.
All right, Tony, you're up. Go.
Mainstream.co.nz for all your fate needs. Mainstream.co.nz.
For all your what, sorry?
Mainstream for all your freight needs.
Freight needs. Yeah.
You know I love me some freight. If I need freight, I'm ringing Tony.
All right, Scott, you're up.
Cam Air Airbrush Makeup, DIY Airbrush Makeup for the home use. www.camair.co.nz. Check us out on Facebook.
I thought he said Cam here, and I was like, but your name's Scott. But it was Cam Air. Here we go.
What's airbrush maker? Is that like a little gun?
Yeah, it's
like
the wrong
and you just
maybe.
That's cool. I've seen him use it at TV stations.
We're
and
just
stuff.
Assuming stuff, yeah.
Yeah, right.
All right, Ray, you're up.
RT Contracts Limited, providing crane operators, riggers and dogmen to Auckland and beyond. You want to shift them, we'll lift them. Boom.
Boom.
He was even proud of that one, you can tell.
Marty, it's your turn.
On the radio. Yes. Woo-hoo. Shout out to Paige and my mama for getting me to New Zealand. I'm excited. I've always wanted to be on the radio.
The radio. That's the thing. Like, normally I'd sit there and go, but that's free.
That's exactly
Friday.
What it is.
I know. Right. If you want to be part of it, 0800 dials at M.
Angie, wrap it up.
Hi, a Clean Job Limited. If you need your home clean, come to us. Look us up on Facebook, A Clean Job Limited.
There we go. You got house cleaners?
No. Actually, my cousin does. Yeah.
You make your cousin clean?
No. Come my on, cousin, my cousin gets cleaners.
What's it? Dave, clean this.
Crazy, you're up. Go.
Shout out to Blue Mountain College and my mum and my dad and my sister. Yeah.
A lot of shit. You still got 3 seconds. A lot of shout outs today. A lot of shout outs. Robert, go.
I just want to say I love my fiance Laura Campbell and the 3 kids that are sitting in the back seat waiting for me.
Oh, what do you love about them?
It's more.
Well, they're adorable.
Adorable or awesome?
Or awful.
Surely not the letter, no.
Also, you shouldn't be leaving him in the back seat. It sounded like it was adorable.
Yeah, it was definitely adorable.
We don't know that.
Come on, Lana, go.
Hey, quick stop, dairy. Come up to Princess Street, Upper Hutt. Quick stop, dairy. The only dairy in the CBD, mate. Princess Street. Right next door to the...
To the 24/7?
We don't know that.
To the mobile?
Could be the bottle shop. Like, could be. I liked her. She had sass.
The Jason PJ Podcast. Spy.co.nz.
More than 10,000 people have falsely claimed they were at the scene of the Manchester attack in order to try and get free tickets for this Sunday's benefit concert.
Scumbags.
So awful. An agency's come out saying a bunch of people have tried to take advantage of its offer for those who were at the Ariana Grande concert at Manchester Arena. Some 25,000 people applied when there were actually only 14,000 people at the concert.
Don't get me wrong. I know, like, even I would want to go. But look at what it's for.
Yeah, exactly. Not only that, tickets have appeared online. Some have appeared on eBay for up to £200,000 each, leading fans on social media venting their anger, just saying this is disgusting. This is not the time and place for this to happen.
I was watching on her social feed today, Miley Cyrus was posting flashback videos of her and Ariana Grande.
When they did the Don't Dream Is Over cover.
Yeah, their little onesies hanging out the back.
Well, Miley, of course, she's going to be performing.
Can we play that later?
Yeah, we should, hey.
Let's play it later.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's such a good song.
So Miley Cyrus is going to be playing Katy Perry, Justin Bieber, and a host of other huge acts.
Sorry, I don't know. I'm looking at our intern for permission. Like, I'm like,
don't think he knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I give approval.
Oh, thanks, mate. God, there's a good chance he won't even still be here when we play it. Yeah, we should get it on later because, yeah, Miley was just sort of throwing back to her as a tribute and also just reminding people the big gig's coming up.
Oh, it's a beautiful cover. That is You Spy. Go to Zed'em online now to win an amazing Cinegirls getaway with Flight Centre for you and your bestie.
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on Zed'em.